Researcher Deanna Cross and her colleague James Burmester are drawing on a successful effort to fight scrapie. That's a disease found in sheep caused by the same mutant protein that causes CWD. She says since the state is already gathering tissue samples from deer to test for the disease, genetic information should also be gathered to find out if some deer have a natural resistance. She says if they do, then those deer could be bred on game farms and then released into the wild.
If you already have captive deer herds and people are already improving the stock in that way, why not use what you already have to help increase the genetic resistance?
The idea may not play too well with many hunters who blame the spread of the disease on the game farm industry. And UW wildlife ecologist Scott Craven says carrying out such a breeding exercise would be a monumental task. The UW researcher is already studying the possibility of genetic resistance, and so far there's no solid evidence that any one gene is linked to CWD. But Craven says gathering the genetic data on the state's deer herd is a worthwhile endeavor.
It's probably better to have it and not need it than to desperately need it and not have it and not be able to get it.
State wildlife veterinarian Sarah Shapiro Hurley says the genetic resistance idea is interesting, but even if the theory is accurate, it would take a lot of money and a long time to breed enough deer to have an impact in the gene pool of the more than 1 million deer in the state. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.